WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill, and we have a fantastic guest for you today. Today, we're talking to Patricia Morrison, who is a dedicated mother, wife, and registered nurse who's passionate about creating positive change in the lives of others, particularly the elderly. And as an adult learner, she pursued her nursing degree with a vision to think outside the box and develop innovative solutions for enhancing care. And now, as the owner of Social Pulse Home Care Agency, Patricia specializes in fostering socialization and holistic well-being for her clients. She believes in treating each individual as a whole person, addressing their unique physical, emotional, and social needs. Hello and welcome, Patricia. How are you today?
Hi, Heather. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on this platform.
Oh, absolutely. After our last conversation, I was like, we've got to get Patricia on the show.
Oh, thank
you. How about you share a little bit of the inspiration behind starting Social Pulse?
Well, you know, briefly, it was really born from my experience as a registered nurse. I worked, in many settings as a travel nurse, but I was witnessing firsthand the significant need of social stimulation among our aging population. You know, and so in my practice, you know, I just observed many of my patients not only struggle with physical health issues, but they face profound loneliness and social isolation. And so it's just exacerbated their conditions, you know, and it just really had me thinking, you know, I would leave every 12-hour shift and think, man, socialization is so missing in healthcare. And, you know, from that setting, you know, it's efficiency they're more concerned of. But if we can focus on socialization for the elderly, particularly, I think it could enhance their inner health and stabilize them at least a little bit. So, you know, that part was just really profound for me. And I thought about creating Social Pulse with the specializing in socialization.
I love that. And, you know, I am so with you. Unfortunately, I know firsthand with my mother and the need for socialization. And when that was taken away and she had more isolation during the pandemic, that's where I really witnessed a downslide in her cognitive skills. And so I do believe that you are onto something extremely important. Now, how does Social Pulse Home Care Agency help to foster some of this socialization for the elderly?
Well, some of the things is to be very specific and unique to our clients. One thing is I thought of social bags, you know, going in initially with our bags, which will have like puzzles, trivia. We want to have our bags packed with the activity already in hand. And then once we identify a client and we get in there and we find out, you know, I don't really like trivia, Patricia. I'd rather do crocheting. Then there we go. That's what we'll do with them. But we want to make sure we have that piece for them while we provide the ADLs, the essentials, like, you know, light housekeeping and meal preps and, you know, medication reminders and things like that. We want to isolate some time to make sure that we stimulate them socially before we go, either before or before, you know, we'll get there or when we leave.
I love that. You know, one of the things, Patricia, that I remember from our conversation that we had before is that you mentioned about the importance of really focusing on the patient, not that sometimes people end up focusing on maybe another family member and you encourage them to come with you to be there talking while you're cooking and you're doing things. I thought that was really unique. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Oh yeah, Heather, that's actually one of our unique features too. As an agency, that we will be there specifically for that client. There may be a caregiver in the home, the husband or children, but we want to include that client. So while we are doing their laundry or we're assisting with the lights, housekeeping, we want to include them. So they should walk with us and share with us where they want these things to go and how they want them to be done. That's part of stimulating them, keeping that cognitive going. And of course, I encourage the care associate to allow that caregiver to take a break. You know, it's the day that we're here. Why don't you go out and do something for yourself? So there's that holistic approach, even for the whole household.
I can really appreciate that that's beneficial for sure. And from your experience as a bedside nurse, what do you believe is missing in healthcare? Like, how do you think that gaps can be addressed to improve patient care and the overall experience, even?
Well, you know, I like I said, my last few years at bedside, I've really observed that socialization kind of often takes a back seat in healthcare, particularly in the hospital settings, because I feel they're isolated during their stay for one in their rooms, right? And then a lot of times our charting is done outside the room at a nursing station. And I just really admire when they have computers in the room, because if we can chart in the room with our patients, and there we go, we're stimulating them, we're getting to know them, we're assisting with a holistic approach. But you know, unfortunately, some hospital settings are not able to provide those computers in the room. I think it would be very essential if we did. It could contribute to their health and getting them discharged sooner. So that's just something that I observed. It not only allows you to connect with the patient, but if families at the bedside, oh, we get to know them as well, and they feel they have questions, they have answers, and we can answer those while we're in there charting as a nurse.
Yes, and that's that holistic approach
It
again.
is.
Now I know that you actually also teach nursing students part-time. You provide them with support and encouragement to navigate the challenges within the profession. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I do. So the nursing student piece is just so personal for me. I too was a student at one time as an adult learner, very challenging, but it was very rewarding. I just wanted to make sure I can at least get into their world as students to incorporate some of these ideas about the socialization and being holistic approach to the patient. So it's a great way for me to get in there, and I love to take them to the hospital and on the floor, and then we learn about how we go bedside reporting, how do we do holistic approach, what we chart in our rooms, and all these little things that I'm incorporating with the agency. I'm getting in there and catching them before they become nurses and take their boards, and kind of add that as a practice as a professional nurse.
You know, it's striking me that not only are you giving them the additional tools and the focus on why this is important, but I imagine that it also engages them in a way that makes them really excited about going out and doing this at a whole other level. Have you found that?
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, my past students express that. You know, they go in, they're afraid, they don't know what to expect. How do I go in the room and talk to my patient? So it's almost like they're being taught how to do that. You know, hey, this is how we do it. And then they get that connection. And then before you know it, they know more about the patient than a doctor does, right? They're able to say, you know, Mr. Johnson has this concern, and they're like, well, they never mentioned it to me. So they really get a chance to really be a part of the whole picture, and the patients are so appreciative. They feel like they're being the human. They're human, right? They have concerns and fears that they would love to get addressed before they can even move forward and getting better, you know.
Well, I know as a patient, that's big for me. It is. It's important, right? And so I do appreciate that you do that. Now, we're going to be going to our commercial break soon, but I'm a fan of stories. So, yeah, I love a good story. So to send us off to our commercial break, do you have anything that's a success story of how you've seen this socialization really help someone or transform the way that they're improving or the way their mindset or any of that?
Yeah, I do. I have one where we had one care associate. It was exceeding client expectations. We had one client, she was feeling really down. She had just lost her husband. Of course, we go in, and sometimes that's the case. But recognizing her need for companionship and some empathy for that loss, the care associate scheduled her duties around allowing that client to show memories, share pictures, talk about her husband. They wrote down some things that she remembered about him, and kind of created a story on paper, and that had lifted this client's spirit so much that she felt like it allowed her to kind of have some closure without acting like it didn't happen. And Ms. Thomas, she strengthened the bond with this care associate, and she thanked Social Pulse Home Care Agency for allowing that care associate to even take time out to do that outside of those duties that she was there for. She never met the husband, but that was that client's concern. How do we address it? Allow for empathy, let them share how they feel, and maybe create something for them. And that really helped so much,
That personalized experience. You're there, you're listening, you're adapting, you're making it very real, authentic, and customized.
Exactly. And Heather specifically, it actually the caregiver transformed the experience from mere service, just being there for service, to showing a genuine relationship building opportunity. And that's what the human side is about, and that's what that social holistic approach is about,
Yes. And speaking of the holistic approach, so with this show being called The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, I do like to have people start to think about how does what we're doing with that human-centric focus on doing good things, either for the patients, for the customers, if it's someone listening who's not in healthcare, and for their people or for the community, how that actually comes back. I know you haven't been in business for a really long time, but have you seen it? Have you seen that has the potential to really grow your business?
I absolutely do have that. Actually, I was thinking about that, Humanity meets profit. I've created a humanity follow-up file, right? And what it does is that I have had clients who reached out, either they found this online or word of mouth, and we were not able to provide service at that time. It just didn't work out. But I heard the story of mom, dad, and concerns of what's happening, and I just make a note to call back and follow up to see how they are doing and where are they. Not to make the profit, but to show concern of that situation when we first met. And I've done that, and these families are so appreciative. They know it's not just about the profit, that this person or this agency cares. It's above and beyond. It's the human side of it. And so that's my little file that I created. We may not have a relationship right now. Maybe down the line we will. But in the interim, I am concerned about mom and dad. Are they still able to get to that doctor's appointment? Were they able to, have these services done for them? Because, we don't want cost to be the reason why we don't assist and provide holistic approach. And so that interest is, really spoke volumes to how they feel.
And what I found with other organizations that maybe if they're doing similar things to what you're doing and they're really focusing on the people and checking in and that human side of it, even if they don't get the business at this moment in time, what often happens is that a referral, they'll be like, we couldn't use them, but oh my gosh, Patricia's amazing. You got to go use her. That happens. I've seen that over and over again. And I'm sure that happens in your world or will soon. How long have you been in business again?
Well, it would be actually 2 years in
Oh, good.
February.
Yes,
But with this month,
congratulations.
we're actually getting into it, and it's pretty exciting. I just love the opportunity to be able to even meet our clients in person. I go out and do personal assessment with them and meet the family and be able to really with the nurse side of it, to see that part of them, and they want to be home. So it's been so rewarding at this
That's
point.
beautiful. I'm going to take a very quick break and then we're going to come back, hear a couple of words from Bikers Against Child Abuse, and then some more from Patricia Morrison of Social Pulse. See you on the other side of the break.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am your host, Heather Hansen-O'Neill. And before we pop back into the show with Patricia Morrison of Social Pulse Home Care Agency, I wanted to take a moment for a special message. I am here with Scoots from Bikers Against Child Abuse. He's the local PD chapter president, state public relations, and they have an upcoming event that is really special, and we'd love to just shine a light on it like we do for our organizations who are doing good in the community and invite you to come join them. So welcome, Scoots. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Could you tell us a little bit about this event on April 5th?
Sure. We're again, just like you said, we're with Bikers Against Child Abuse. All we do is empower abused kids to not be afraid of the world they live in. So what we do is each child, when we bring them into our organization, actually gets what's called a cut or a vest. These denim jackets, the reason we're doing the denim drive is because we need more and more and more denim jackets that we can cut the sleeves off, let the children pick their own road names, let the children pick their own back patch, and start empowering them right from the very beginning. So these vests are very important because this gives the children the feel that they're part of a biker organization. They can take these vests and, you know, wear them to school, wear them to court, because a lot of these kids wear these to court. So it makes them fit in with our organization.
You know, I really like that. And we were talking earlier before the show started about the fact that they've been feeling like they have no control, no choice in anything. And you are, in doing this, this is one small act to get them to come back to a place of being able to choose. So I really, really like that. Now let's share with our listeners right here a little bit more about this specific event. It is a denim jacket drive during Child Abuse Awareness Month. And so people can come from 2 to 6 p.m. It's at 4559 US 17 Business in Murrells Inlet. That is the VFW. And there's a free lunch. There's burgers, hot dogs, sodas, water, desserts. There's kids games. There's music. Is there anything else that you want to let them know about, Scoots?
Yeah. Jamie at Jam and Leather is actually going to have an auctioneer too. And what he does is he auctions off some of his leather items. I'm not sure if they've been in the store for a little while, but he auctions those off. And any of the proceeds he gives to us, can then turn, take that money and then put it back into the children.
You know, that's fantastic. I actually was at one of the Jam and Leather auctions last year. It's a great way to make it fun for you listeners to get some new cool items from Jam and Leather, but all of the proceeds go to this amazing cause. So Scoots, thank you and Bikers Against Child Abuse for what you're doing for these kids. If you had a piece of advice for our listeners today that could help them, help you, and especially help those kids, what would it be?
Child abuse is something that we should all be concerned about. It's rampant. It's something that needs to be stopped. If you want to come help us out, by all means, bring a jean jacket for the kids. But also, if you're interested in riding with us, we're always looking for potential members. You do have to pass the FBI background check. We make sure that there's no abuse in your history. But other than that, come hang out with us, get to know what we're about. If you'd like to meet us at another time, we're the second Sunday of every month at the same VFW at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's open to the public. Come hang out with us and help children.
I think that's fantastic. And one last question for you, Scoots. Is there a website that people can check out more information about Bikers Against Child Abuse?
Absolutely. The international website is bacaworld.org. That's BACA world.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Keep doing this great work that you're doing. And listeners, make sure to check out the Bikers Against Child Abuse Denim Jacket Drive at the VFW in Murrells Inlet on April 5th from 2 to 6 p.m. I am here with Patricia Morrison of Social Pulse Home Care Agency. Welcome back, Patricia. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Heather. Thank you so much for having me. It's so exciting. What a wonderful opportunity to be able to
Oh,
chat with
thank
you.
you. It's wonderful having you on here. I love the holistic way that you provide your services, and especially with that focus for the elderly on socialization. I think that's very different, and I think that it's underestimated. It's incredibly powerful, and I don't think people realize enough the power of incorporating socialization for the elderly to enable them to continue doing what they can do and stay healthier and be stronger longer. And do you see that with the patients that you work with, that it really
Oh,
helps their longevity?
absolutely. Especially, if they could stay home. I would always advocate for home as a bedside nurse. Families like, Patricia, should we go to a facility? Should we stay home? Home is where the heart is. If we can go home, let's go home. And that's where the support is needed if they do go home, right? They would need to be able to have those resources available for them so they can kind of keep that independence and keep those neurons connecting and be stimulated and not isolated, So yes, they are happier, and they thrive. They're thriving, So we just kind of lessen that the idea about, how dementia, Alzheimer's kick in. This creates these neuron pathways, and the brain starts adapting and saying, "Hey, I'm getting stimulated each week," and so it starts adjusting, and it's not dying or lying stagnant, so to speak. So yes, that the longevity is there, happiness, they feel more fulfilled. It's great to see in person when I go and do assessments and to follow up on them and check on them. It's just wonderful to see them.
Very fulfilling. I love that. When you do something that is heart-centered, you love what you do, and then on top of that, you're able to see the results and the appreciation of people, it makes all the difference in the world. I know before we went to the break, you were mentioning how you do these humanity follow-up list and calls to check in on people to make sure that they're doing okay, that they're getting what they need. And I think that's right in alignment with what we talk about here on the humanity of sales. I'm going to ask you from a different perspective. Let's look at yourself in the role of either a customer or where you've had some type of service or product that exceeded your expectations. Has that ever happened where someone treated you in a way that was very human-centric and made you want to go back?
Yeah, let's see. Ah, man, there's so many experiences. I guess I could think about, the services being here in the Myrtle Beach area. I would go and have personal care done for myself, just the self-well-being treatments that I would get. And they were just so hospitable in a sense that they were personal to me, in terms of they use my name, first of all, first name, and they will follow up and check on me while I was waiting. And it was individualized, not just for me, but the person who was there with me at this particular business. And I just thought, this doesn't exist anymore. And I felt like, they get it. And I feel like that type of service stands out to me because it's my service. I'm not here just as a number. I am a person, and I do have a name, and I am a personalized person, right? With interests and likes and different differences. And that particular business got it, And so it stands out to me. It's almost, you're walking somewhere, and you're like, things that you're interested in, there's a connection. That was a connection of how
That
they person
connection
you.
point. And I really like when you were talking about the personalized attention, the names. There were two sections, two story contributors from my recent book, Finding Humanity, that talked about the power of remembering someone's name and how that really makes people feel seen and heard and appreciated. And I know that feeling of letting someone know that they're appreciated, they're seen, and they're heard is important to you. And we want that as well. It stands out.
It does. I love that part in your book too, Heather. That's another thing that stood out to me. That is definitely, that's the beginning of a relationship, right? And even with our elderly, to me, they're a vulnerable population. You got the infants and toddlers that's vulnerable, the adulthood, we're kind of independent, then we fall back to being vulnerable. Who's gonna care for me and even remember who I am? And that's where, Social Pulse is very interested in that. The name, the holistic approach, and the care for that individual person, not a cluster care,
Yeah, exactly. Quite a different experience.
It is,
Now, I am curious, Patricia, of where do you see yourself going? When we had spoken last time, you had alluded to a really interesting new idea that you might be pursuing as the next step in your business. Do you remember us talking about that with the van?
I do. Yes, that's that was a division I had about a Social Pulse home care activity van. The van is to enhance socialization among the aging adults who may be unable to leave their homes due to transportation barriers. Right, a lot of that happens as well, and so providing this door-to-door service would allow the client to participate in, relevant events and activities that resonates in the backgrounds of their cultures or what they love to do. My husband, for example, he loves to play chess. I had a vision of we'll have a corner for chess. I have a friend who prepares jewelry, right? We'll have them on a van sometimes, and it'll be a day for them to bring their jewelry down that may have been sentimental to them, and they can get it fixed, or things like just different things happening. They could step on and step off, and we're at their door service, and it's a day of being stimulated socially. So that activity van is just it is definitely
It's
an
a
initiative that we would
wonderful
love to
idea.
do.
I bet it's one of those things that wakes you up in the middle of the night, isn't
It does,
it?
it does. And we became, I don't know if we mentioned, Heather, we recently became nonprofit, organization. And so a lot of these ideas and initiatives, they're cost effective. You have to have, ways to kind of make it happen. But I do foresee in the future, as we continue with this initiative, that they'll see. And there'll be some assistance to help with that in that area,
Do
because we
you
have
ever
so
work with businesses that are interested in helping the elderly and collaborate with them, sponsorships and things like that?
actually I have had meetings recently, and some that's in the future that we're going to talk about that. They're excited to hear a little bit more about the agency. So I'm hoping that we can make some connections, and so that's something in the future. And I guess I need to kind of backtrack too, Heather. I said 2 years starting this business. Actually, February made 1 year. I am new. I am very new. And I just feel
You're
like so much is
starting your
happening.
second year.
So much is happening. It feels like it's been longer than that. Yeah, it's just amazing,
Well, you are doing amazing for 1 year in business. You're rocking and rolling. You're focusing on helping people. You're doing the right things. You are the humanity of sales in action.
Thank you. Oh, it's beautiful.
As we leave today, do you have any tips or final parting words for our listeners?
Well, one thing I'm excited about and also included in our agency mission is our caregivers. Our caregiver relief support is very essential in our home care services, and we want to ensure that our caregivers get a break. It's crucial for the overall well-being of both the clients and caregivers. So when caregivers are given the opportunity, to take breaks, it allows them to recharge, focus on their mental health, and that's essential, right? Very essential. And helping with that client overall well-being. So, when we go in, it's one of the things that we tell our care associates to focus on. Allowing that caregiver to take a break is part of my initial assessment, that to let the family know we're here to support you as well.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, Patricia. We're here talking with Patricia Morrison from Social Pulse Home Care Agency. Patricia, how can they reach you?
Well, they can always call, my number is 843-278-0092, or visit our website that is being rebranded, but that's at www.socialpulsehcahealthcareagency.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Patricia. And listeners, make sure to join us back here every Sunday at 10 a.m. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.